This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Of the nation in terms of course, all kinds of we can take apart our health physically, emotionally, spiritually. All of those things are a focus. Plus, I think the spiritual, our health spiritually is maybe the most important part of all this. And sometimes it comes from just good, solid connections with people you care about. That certainly is the case here with us on the DJV program. A lot of nice connections, strong connection, love. We have a good time together. We get serious together. We dream big together. We start each hour big and then end small. We sometimes start the hour small and end it big. We're here, though, with a universal focus, and Jennifer Horn is here along with Kara Schillen. It's a Friday, the 3rd of January, end of the first couple of days of the year. How's it going so far? I guess it depends on your perspective. The presidential situation is, well, I guess there are several different ways of looking at the president's situation. Those who would be president and that person who is president of our United States. I see, Jennifer, that Julian Castro has decided it's time for him to pull the plug. I don't know how. What were his expectations? I mean, when anybody gets into this, what are their expectations? Nobody knew who this guy was.
I think they all have to have a healthy ego, right? I think we can agree. Yeah. Anybody who runs for president probably has a healthy ego. And right. I think he thought he could change things. And obviously, he never picked up traction. There were a few moments during a couple of the debates where he really went after Joe Biden. And I think he thought that was going to help him catch fire. But instead, it sort of turned people off on him. He was the one that went after him asking if Joe Biden knew where he was on the stage, basically. Yeah. And that was surprising because they worked in the same administration together. He was the HUD secretary under President Obama, so he worked with Joe Biden. And I don't know if that turned people off or not, or maybe his message just wasn't clear enough for people to actually grab onto it. So he's going to do what I think a lot of these candidates are going to do with Iowa just about a month and a half away and people starting early voting in states like California now. If you don't have the money to make the debate stage anymore, if you don't have the support and the fire on social media, what are you going to do? And I have sad news for you, too, because our girl, Marianne Williamson, she fired her whole campaign staff yesterday. And, she says she's not dropping out, but obviously she was probably the biggest long shot of all the candidates that we've ever talked about here. And once you fire your campaign staff, I mean, what else is there? I don't even know how big her staff was to begin with.
Well, there are a lot of thinkers who are on her staff, a lot of believers, a lot of people who had a different background than were most of the politicos that were working in the other campaigns. And so the reality is, if you don't have the money and the recognition, that she did help herself get recognized, and maybe it gave a lot of people something to think about. I know that was certainly my reason for extolling her value and virtue, whether she had the ability to be, be a good president. How do you know if someone, it's kind of like Trump, people thought he had it's just talk before you actually get into the office. It's all talk. It isn't anything. This is, people can point fingers at Trump because he did this, that, or the other thing as a businessman. That's got nothing really to do, although we like to see businessmen, we think that they can drain the swamp more easily or they can fix the budget more easily, and all of that stuff hasn't proven to work with Trump because he hasn't drained the swamp, and we're spending money faster than we ever spent it before in the history of the country. So that, his business credentials didn't help him any in that regard. It may have helped him, maybe he's just his attitude when it comes to trade talks, that sort of thing, fixing the problems with immigration. But it was all talk beforehand. And all these other people, all they're doing, with maybe the exception of a few people, you can look at their record like Biden. I see Hillary Clinton is back in focus again, not necessarily for the presidential sweepstakes. She became the 11th chancellor of Queen's University in Belfast. That's in Northern Ireland, to be chancellor of Queen's University. The announcement was made yesterday. She stepped into the role, actually, the day before. On Twitter, she said it was a great privilege to become the university's chancellor. She said, it's a place I have great fondness for. I've grown a strong relationship with them over the years. Proud to be ambassador for its excellence. She got an honorary doctoral degree from them in 2018. So what does she do as chancellor? Is this a job, is the question? Apparently, she provides some sort of coverage for graduation ceremonies. She serves as an ambassador for the school, which means she goes out and raises money for the school.
Yeah,
that's what she does.
Figurehead, basically.
Right, exactly. She'll act as an advisor to the vice chancellor, who is the senior manager and the pro chancellor. All of this stuff is it's an interesting job and something that comes out of left field, doesn't it? She holds a position for 5 years. So what does that mean credentially for her? Wouldn't affect her at all if she happened to throw her hat in the ring and were successful in getting a nomination, right? It's just something else to do.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say she's probably going to get like a desk job over there, right? This is the position where she's gonna help them fundraise, give them some notoriety, and that's it.
Yeah, pretty much that's it. Yeah, well, listen, if that's, you got to look at your own stuff. As you walk into 2020, think about what we're doing. We've been talking a lot about, well, we haven't really talked much about New Year's resolutions. My New Year's resolution is to be more honest. That's it. Embracing honesty is a way for you to change your life. I'm not dishonest, but I think sometimes I'm not honest with myself. And it's not others, but being honest with yourself is very much, it's challenging. But if you can walk into the year.
It's not a lot of fun, I got to tell you.
What, being honest with yourself? No.
Yeah, I call myself on my stuff all the time. It's not really fun.
No, it's not. But you give yourself a clear heart and a clear mind that way, Jennifer. People who maybe have wronged you over the year or years, it's a pretty good lesson. Doesn't pay to be angry with anybody, although we all kind of get angry from time to time. I find myself getting much less angry now. I think it just, you know, it's a part of what you live with and live for. Certainly apologies all the way around. If somebody is, if you're, the word I guess is wronged, if you're wronged, well, there's an apology that goes with that. Certainly with most people, I think it's not intentional. There's a gratitude, there's that business of being gratitude, of being gracious and giving thanks. That for all of your life experiences, everything that you've done, if you're being angry and having grudges and stress, I think I've been in a lot of, you've called me on being involved in the exercise of relieving stress. That's a gift. You have to do that. We create a lot of stress. It's kind of like worry. You know, what the hell is worry? Doesn't do anything because most of the time you're worrying about something that's not going to happen anyway. For people to get all worked up about who the president is, you'll notice that we're still continuing along. Those who so dislike Trump think the world is coming to an end. It isn't, and it won't. Maybe he's not your choice. Maybe you'd rather work hard for somebody else. That's okay. That's your deal.
But it's not the end of the world. He killed another terrorist yesterday. It's a big... There's some things that are happening that are okay. Well, I mean, our military did under his direction. Yeah.
Right. Well... Under his order. I don't know that was under his
direction. Right, his order, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't
right.
know.
Well,
you know.
So, yeah, finding terrorists. Who knows whether that even, it gives us a good psychological feeling when you've got Osama bin Laden. Remember how everybody thought, it's good, we got him. Well, then his son. Yeah, it just goes around and around and around. These people are there, and they're going to be there. We've created something that is very difficult to now escape. Can you get rid of them one by one? I don't know. The whole situation in the Middle East is very frustrating. All right, you want to give us the background on that, Jennifer?
Well, there was a big, I mean, if you're following some of the news, there were a group of Iranian militia, basically, that took over the U.S. embassy in Baghdad and tried to turn it into a Benghazi, essentially, that, you know, from a few years ago. And the United States responded rapidly. They sent a lot of air fire. They got them out of there relatively quickly. And in doing that, they were able to target the leader of that group, who has attacked American interests before. He has threatened American interests in the future. His name was General Qassem Soleimani, who was the head of one of the elite forces in Iran. And that doesn't make Iran happy. But at the same time, getting this guy out and sending a message that if you mess with the United States, we're going to take down the leader of who's doing this, I think it's an important one to send to the rest of the world. There can be an America First agenda where you focus on your own self first. But if someone essentially attacks American property and American soil, which is what embassies are, there's going to be a consequence. And I think that was the right message to send to Iran, who deals only with in strength. They don't deal with weakness. So that was the latest. It was confirmed yesterday by multiple media outlets that he was indeed part of that counterstrike from the United States.
What's going on with the Ukraine aid freeze? I'm still kind of in the dark about whether they got their money, they didn't get their money. And
they did get their money. They got it. It was released in September, I think.
All right. Do you think that's been made clear by the news media?
Well, the news media has been trying to, I mean, the news media has been telling multiple different stories from multiple different people, but what I like to do is I like to follow the real facts. And the real facts are that the aid was released, I think it was September 11th, actually. That date is sticking into my mind. And that was a date before they even knew the aid was being withheld. They found out about that from a political magazine article that aid was being withheld. So follow along with where the money went and why it was frozen in the first place and the claims of corruption in Ukraine to begin with. And it tells a much less dramatic news story than what the media wants to gin up all the time.
Yeah. I find politicians, they're a strange breed. If you become a professional politician, for example, the top Republican in the New York State Assembly has been charged with drunk driving while he was driving home in his state-issued vehicle. He had written a newspaper column. Did you see this? Warning citizens against getting behind the wheel drunk on New Year's Eve.
It's just sad. It's so sad.
Yeah, it's funny. And there's no perfection there. There just isn't. Apparently in the crash.
What did they say? Without a double standard, they don't have a standard.
You talk about politicians.
Yeah.
This is always so annoying to me, though, because these people have enough money. If I have enough money to catch an Uber home.
Get an Uber.
Then
yeah.
So do you. And also, if you're in, was he in New York City when he was driving it?
No, he was in New York State. He's from Canandaigua.
Okay, because I was going to say, at least in the city, you've got the subway running all night, but it doesn't matter where you are.
Well, you can get an Uber up there.
Yeah, get a cab. Get something else. Don't drive drunk. It's so stupid.
He said it was a lapse in judgment.
Yeah, obviously.
Right after. And he failed the field sobriety test. And they took him off. The sheriff's department knew who it was, and they took him to jail anyway.
Wow.
Well, good for the sheriff's department.
Yeah. Well, that's it, see. I saw a movie yesterday that we should talk about at some point during the course of the day. About Justice Michael B. Jordan and Jamie Foxx are in a movie that is very powerful. We'll get into it. Right now, though, a quick reminder about how effective it is getting a good night's rest. If you're waking up and you're a little foggy right now, maybe you didn't have the right pillows to shape and hold your head and your neck like Jennifer has. She loves those My Pillows. You can get them at MyPillow.com. Great discounts using the DJV code. MyPillow.com. Get new pillows for your house. All of the beds need new pillows. Wash them and dry them and keep them. MyPillow.com. Discount code DJV.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Music time, 23 and change on the DJV show, 23 and change at the hour. Jennifer and Kara and Doug and you with a couple of musical points to make. Really, I love the variety, the focus of music these days. The first item of interest here is about the surviving members of Nirvana that are going to reunite at the Art of Elysium's annual Heaven is Rock and Roll Gala in L.A. on Saturday night. So that would be mañana, Jennifer. Dave Grohl performing with Chris Novoselic. Is that how you pronounce his name? I don't know.
Probably not, but...
that much about Nirvana. Right, exactly.
It's a tough one.
Anyway, Beck is performing St. Vincent, Marilyn Manson, L7, Cheap Trick, and Grohl's daughter Violet on the stage as well. The Art of Elysium, founded in 1997 to support individuals in the midst of difficult emotional life challenges like illness, hospitalization, displacement, confinement, crisis of some sort. According to the website, it says, quote, "We serve medically fragile children, teens, adults, seniors, those dealing with social, emotional, and mental health issues, and the homeless." Well, that's a big spread, isn't it, huh? The event was curated by We Are Here, which is an L.A.-based record label founded by Linda Perry and Carrie Brown, record producer, pretty well known in the city. The evening will also honor actors Ashley and Topher Grace for their charitable work. I don't know Ashley Grace, but I don't know. Is she somebody who's very visible? I don't know.
Is that a sibling? Do you know Topher Grace?
Yeah, Topher Grace has been around.
Yeah, so yeah, I've never heard of Ashley Grace either.
Yeah. Anyway, tickets on sale to the public. Takes place at the Palladium. Who is the Palladium, Jennifer? Is it downtown?
It's in Hollywood.
That's Hollywood. Huh. Charity's selling $50,000.
It's a very famous venue, actually. Pretty famous.
Is it?
Well, yeah. I've never been there. Is it where? Is it?
A lot of rock and roll acts go through the Palladium, yep.
Is it on Sunset? Hollywood? Where is it?
It could be on Sunset. I'm not sure exactly the location. I've never been there, but it is really famous in Hollywood as a spot for all the rockers to go through.
The charity is selling a $50,000 Nirvana ticket package, which includes seating for 10 guests, that's show, dinner, that sort of thing, and the buyer's name on all printed materials. price of the ticket also goes toward the Autumn Elysium's various initiatives. Last time Nirvana reunited was when the band was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2014. So there's something if you're a Nirvana fan. I guess that doesn't include me. But then, this isn't for me, it's for you.
My cousin used to be hardcore into Nirvana.
Holy really? God. Why? What is there about Nirvana? People find that. Because you get asked that about a lot of different rockers. Let's move to country. Dierks Bentley is re-signing his record deal. 90s country music nostalgia has become a super popular trend, taking a big step forward with the announcement that the Hot Country Nights, which is a faux band fronted by Dierks Bentley, signed a record deal with Universal Music Group's Nashville division. Dierks started playing one-off gigs with this group in 2015, masquerades as Douglasson.
That's fun.
Yeah.
He's got like a mullet and a plaid shirt with the sleeves ripped off and tight pants and dancing around and rolling on the floor and, you know, acting like a drunk guy who apparently that character was a former adult film actor who belongs to the days when Joe Diffie ruled the country chart.
Joe Diffie used to be amazing.
Yeah, he was. Joining Dierks are members of his live band, each with his own alias and kind of an elaborate backstory. The group's sporadic live appearances to date have frequently included guest appearances by fellow artists like John Pardee, Miranda Lambert, Thomas Rhett.
It's really fun.
Is it? You like their music?
Well, I've not heard them, but it's just fun. I mean, it's another way to just express your creativity, I suppose.
They got a couple of live sets scheduled for February 14th and 15th at the Chelsea in Vegas. And so when they're not dressed up in their 90s costumes, Dierks busy celebrating the accomplishments of notching his 19th career country radio number one song called Living, which we played here. So that's the update on Dierks Bentley and what he's doing. How about that? It's 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
All U.S. citizens currently in Iraq are being told to leave that nation immediately by the American Embassy in Baghdad after U.S. airstrikes on the Baghdad airport killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani and another top Revolutionary Guard official. The U.S. was accusing General Soleimani of approving attacks on the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad a few days ago and of plotting new strikes on American interests. Former U.S. military advisor Michael Prejean says,
"We expect violence, we expect rocket attacks, but we expect them to be degraded because the two effective commanders that were doing these things are no longer there."
Over 200 members of Congress have signed an amicus brief in an abortion case before the Supreme Court, urging justices to reconsider or overrule the landmark decision that legalized abortion. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
The hour, all kinds of points of view here on the DJV program, Friday the 3rd of January. Happy New Year for those of you who have not heard me say that yet. It's kind of cool to be here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. She's cool. Kara Schillen is cool. She's here at the controls in our main studio in Washington. Jennifer and I are both in Los Angeles looking at things from the world perspective. I thought it was interesting this week. Good news for those of you who are focused on the flake, little fatty. Kim Jong-un unveiling a new path, he says, Jennifer, he's going to take with the U.S. This was in his New Year's Day speech. I don't know how many people have analyzed it. The reports suggest his new plan of action is to respond to the U.S. missing North Korea's year-end deadline to make concessions in the denuclearization talks. So we ignored that, did we? We didn't do anything. We didn't say anything. The Workers' Party over the weekend got together, and the committee apparently is trying to legitimize a process behind the policy decisions that little fatty is going to announce. So I don't know. This sounds like a lot of words to me. What in the world is going on? Is there a difference? Just more talk, right? It's just
yak, yak, yak. Remember over the holidays, he said he was going to deliver the United States a big Christmas present.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I think he, again, I think China pulls the strings a lot on North Korea and on what their position is with us. But it's hard to understand what he does. All he does is he seems to run his mouth a whole lot.
Right. Well, listen, there are a lot of, he's just like a lot of American politicians.
Hey,
that's right. Hello. The situation in New York with the stabbing victim after that Hanukkah circumstance. Remember the home, the rabbi, and the guy that went in with a machete? The daughter of the rabbi who was injured apparently is unconscious and may never wake up again. The question is, well, there were all these people that were in this, what were there, 20 or no, 80 adults, I think, and 40 children that were in this guy's home, the rabbi's home, seventh night of Hanukkah, so it's a time for people to get back into the swing of things and come off of, if a lot of people are on either very short diets, or sometimes they fast for the whole, mm-hmm. if you're really into it, you fast for the whole 7 nights. And so anyway,
I guess they were lucky that the house had been, I thought that it was pretty full, but I guess at like 10 minutes before the guy showed up, it had been even more full with like 40 children there. And I guess it was ending and a bunch of people had left and they said that if it's still been that full, then there wouldn't have even been
even
room
worse.
For people to run away. But I think we kind of forget because it's like none of them died that we think, okay, you know, everybody's okay. But I had no idea that someone was still in the hospital and wasn't even conscious.
And may never be again.
Yeah.
Never.
The whole thing is just, it's stupid and it's sad and it shouldn't have happened.
But we do have, we have these things now and it's always becoming like it's a, something that we expect or something we don't really, you know, you look at some of the horrors, the stuff that's become boilerplate, the way certain people are treated, the episodes of white on black crime in terms of authority, that kind of stuff. It's very frustrating, frankly. The situation in Texas, here's something. All right, everybody who's a parent who has a youngster that got a magnifying glass for Christmas, listen up.
Uh-oh.
To this one.
What happened?
All right. The story, say it again there. There it is. Surrounds a 12-year-old getting a magnifying glass, going outside, and looking at the grass with his glass. And apparently doing that, you know what the magnifying glass does? It focuses heat on that particular, you know, let's say it's a round, one of those round, the typical. Have you ever done this? I remember doing this when I was a kid. You go outside and look for worms.
Ew, did you burn worms? Grass.
I did not
burn
worms.
I never did that.
Them.
I thought it was mean.
No, that's awful. No, I wouldn't have done that. But anyway, if you look at this lady, Nissa Lynn Parson posted some photos on Facebook yesterday of what she said is going down in the history of her family, one of the most memorable Christmases. Her daughter, 12-year-old Caden, got a magnifying glass for Christmas. And she said, well, I gave it to her because I thought it would help her read. But instead, she tried to see what she could light on fire with it. And they apparently set their lawn on fire.
Wow.
They went out in the driveway.
That's a bad day.
Yeah, right. They burned some holes in a newspaper, and then the fire broke out on the lawn. The wind caught the newspaper, blew embers onto other parts of the lawn. Grass caught fire. The lawn caught on fire. The lights melted. Apparently, they were lucky not to burn the house down. When you look at they went out, you can see pictures of the family in pajamas with garden hoses trying to douse the fire in the front yard. It's really, okay, so that's not what you use. Magnifying glasses are cool, though. They really do give you. I have a magnifying glass. Every place I am, I always have a magnifying glass just to kind of look at the small print, you know, literally and figuratively. But,
do you really whip out your magnifying glass still?
I do sometimes when I'm looking at a bottle of something to see what, if I have tried a new supplement or I'm trying to read what the ingredients are, a package of food or something, yeah, I'll use the magnifying glass. Well, does that mean something?
I can just see you sleuthing around the grocery store with your magnifying glass.
No, I probably don't. No, I don't use it until I get home. Speaking of fires, Tom Brokaw and his wife Meredith say that they are grateful they made it out of their apartment building, the fire there on New Year's Day, and they were asleep. He said, quote, "We're safe. We're very impressed with the work of the fire department. It was close to the south floor of our building, fully involved, fully engulfed by the time we got there. We were awakened by the presence of the fire department. Dogs began to bark. We looked down in our elevator area. The fire department was coming up the elevator. So 100 members of the New York Fire Department showed up to put out the fire. It was after the midnight celebration Wednesday into Thursday morning. It broke out a couple of floors above where the Brokaws live in a unit whose owners were out of town. Firefighters say the situation was under control in a couple of hours. Nobody had fatal injuries. There was one person that was injured. A couple of firefighters were injured as well. Could have been a lot worse. Great property loss for the family, no damage, etc. Thank God, he said, for the New York Fire Department. And then there were some other fires. They're always, this time of year, thinking about when the cold happens and whether or not. I had all of the boilers in my house and the barns checked out this year for the first time in a long time, mostly because I was just thinking, talking with a couple of people that work with me on the farm, and I was thinking, you know what, we ought to really have these things cleaned out, because a lot of stuff, the carbon builds up on the box with on the firebox, and that sometimes causes the thing to overheat, and you know, you never can tell. But we all hear in the frozen weather stories about homes catching fire and burning to the ground, because oftentimes, especially if it's cold, fire department gets there and everything freezes. It's so I guess the word here is to check out your firebox, to check out the furnace, make sure it's clean and running efficiently, and there are no leaks. If it's a gas, if it's one of the gas furnaces, you got to really be sure about leaks. Wow, very, very important stuff. And the let's go to another Tom. I like how I'm tying everything together here, Jen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tom Brokaw is okay. Is Tom Brady okay?
Oof. It's a tough question.
A lot of speculation in the. I'm looking at some of the local papers in and around my hometown in Boston. The focus on this game this weekend, and whether it'll be his last in Gillette Stadium, whether it'll be his last playing for the Patriots, for Belichick, and I don't know. Is this too much speculation?
Well, now they're saying he might move teams. Yeah, that he might go, that he's not ready to retire yet, but that he might go to either the Chargers in L.A., which I would love, although I love Philip Rivers. I'd hate to see him go. Or maybe the Tennessee Titans as well. They're also talking about that. So
why would he leave Boston? He's a big, I mean, the people love him in Boston.
Well, I guess because he's, his contract is up, so they have to decide if they want to keep him or not. He's 42 years old. They want to bring someone else new. They had a good season, but certainly a lackluster season coming off of a Super Bowl win.
Well, the Miami thing last week kind of...
That was pretty bad.
But his record, he's 115-19.
Oh, he's
on the
best quarterback
season, for heaven's sake.
In modern history, for
Doesn't
sure.
Doesn't that deserve some sort of... What does that deserve?
I think it's ridiculous. If they let him leave, it's ridiculous. He needs to retire as a Patriot, but...
Right. The fans
what are really... What are you going to do?
Well, hopefully they're smart enough to figure that out. Read the tea leaves, if you will. I think that the reality is that when Brady came on board, and when Kraft bought the Patriots, they were not much. The Sullivan family had owned them before. I remember I was running the radio station in Boston at the time that did the broadcasts of the games, and it was really pretty amazing. I went to the Super Bowl in 1986, and the first time the Patriots got shellacked, but first time they'd been to a Super Bowl. It used to be called Schaefer Stadium, which was a local beer. The Sullivan family didn't have really a lot of money, so they sold it. They made, I think they got $300 million for the team, which is now worth almost $3 billion. Can you imagine that? A football team with that kind of money? Or any team, like as much as anything else. And what they've done, part of the reason it's worth so much money is what Kraft has created at the stadium, it's become like a big shopping mall. Is that how all the new stadiums are?
That's what they do. They create like little towns with restaurants and.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they want people to stay so that they come for the whole day and spend all their money. Mm.
So this weekend they have to play the Titans, right?
Play the Titans, and so this is what's kind of, I don't know, if Tom Brady has a lot to prove in this game, but I guess at his press conference this week he was like, they were talking to him about all of his playoff wins because he's a beast in the playoffs, and it would be very surprising if the Patriots went in and lost against Tennessee this weekend. He said, so we blew it against Miami. All we have to do is win again this week with Tennessee, and then they go to the postseason again. So it's not like it was a terrible season. It's just that the bar has been set so high for Brady's performance that everybody looks at him as, you know, like the football god, that he's not going to have any stumbles along the way.
Yeah. It's really interesting because the police have to escort him to the stadium. And people, he sold his house where he lived in Brookline, and they follow him when he drives the fans. It's kind of crazy. He lives a life that is, it's hard, I suppose, when you're that famous and you got a famous wife, to live a normal life. I don't know, how do you remember the pictures a couple of years ago of him naked when he was on sitting by a pool somewhere?
Yeah. My screensaver. I'm just kidding.
Right. Oh, now that is out.
No, I'm kidding.
I remember saying I thought I looked just as good as he did naked.
Right.
I didn't remember that. Today.
We haven't seen the photographic evidence, darn it.
Right. Today's National Chocolate Covered Cherry Day, something to celebrate. Chocolate covered cherries.
Why would they do that to us when it's time to start our diets, right? Isn't this the time of year when
we're it's time
up?
To start buying Valentine's candy, according to the retailers. Right. The chocolate-covered cherries, known as cherry cordials, fruit filling inside the chocolate shell. I really love these, but they're so sugary. The
both
cordial,
of my they make me think of my grandmother's. Both of them loved chocolate-covered cherries.
They
love
this stuff. Yeah, right?
Yeah, and at the holidays, that was like a treat when they would get one. What was it, Queen Anne or Queen something or other in the red box? They'd bring in the chocolate-covered cherries.
Oh, yeah, right. The cheap ones.
Yeah, but they were good.
Yeah, they were. They're low on, listen, that stuff, that kind of stuff is wonderful. So this goes back to the 1400s, this kind of chocolate. Cordials were used for medicine, particularly for settling your stomach. So maybe they also used aphrodisiacs, too. By the 1700s, they were known for their intoxicating effects because they were a type of liqueur. Around the same time, a confection called griots. I don't know who. You know what a griot is? Am I pronouncing it right? Griot?
I don't know.
All right. They were created in France, made by covering sour cherries, a certain type of cherry, and kirsch with chocolate. I don't even know what kirsch is.
Kirsch is like a liqueur, I think, like a cherry liqueur.
Okay. Anyway, they came to America shortly after that, and there it is, the story of National Chocolate-Covered Cherry Day, a sugary, syrupy flavor inside of a chocolate thing. That's kind of what it is. Really sugary. And really good if you like sugar. Yum, yum, yum. All right, Jen, where do we have on television? You said some of the new shows, or at least some of the shows coming back with new episodes starting this week, weekend, next week.
Well, the coolest thing is that there's going to be a crossover event on CBS tonight. It's going to be Hawaii Five-0 and Magnum P.I. crossing over, which should be a lot of fun. So that's on CBS at 8 o'clock. There's also a new episode of Blue Bloods, which is unusual. We're getting some new television today, so that's cool. Friday Night SmackDown, if you're a wrestling fan, new tonight on the Fox Network. Dateline is new tonight on NBC. And actually, I'll give you a little shot. If you missed it, because we talked about it and it was really cool, if you're a fan of Dolly Parton, and who isn't, there was an 8-part docuseries in September on country music, heavily featuring the career of Dolly Parton. And you can check that out again tonight on PBS at 9 o'clock. So that was kind of a fun one. And then I know that you'll be tuning in for this one, the season premiere on WeTV of Love After Lockup, Life After Lockup.
Fabulous. Yeah. ABC News is doing a 2-hour broadcast special on Jeffrey Epstein. I thought that was interesting. 10 before the hour.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
At 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time and a review of the top five tech stories of the week now in order. Victoria Keelan is not with us this week, so I'm going to do the honors. Starting at number five, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, for those who may not recognize the voice or the attitude. I have an attitude, a progressive, positive attitude toward all of technology, even if I don't understand most of it. Here's number five, the focus on what you could pay for your groceries if you are using your veins. This is the weirdest story. Amazon filed a patent for a technology that could identify you by scanning the wrinkles in the palm of your hand. In other words, reading your palm, like a palm reader. The resulting images could be used to identify you as a shopper at Amazon stores. It was reported Amazon might install these high-tech scanners in Whole Foods, but apparently not yet. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office publishing an application that suggests Amazon is focusing right now on Amazon Go stores. While fingerprint scanners have been around for quite a while, Amazon hopes to innovate by developing a personal identification system that you don't have to touch. Customers would hover their hand in front of an infrared light as a camera snaps two images, one from the surface and one that actually looks deep into your veins. An internal computer system would identify you based on the information that they have. The identity of a person could be used to link them to an associated account. The internal management system could track what item the customer picked from a shelf. Internal hand scanning would be more reliable than a credit card swipe. This is, I got to tell you something. This is, I think, into no man's land. Mondo Bizarro. Good God. Number four this week is a note from Spotify. It says they're going to stop selling political ads. The company said it would pause the selling of all this advertising. It won't appear in its ad-supported tier or its original or exclusive podcasts either. The ads will still appear on non-exclusive podcasts or podcasts that are not owned by Spotify. Spokesperson said, quote, "We do not yet have the necessary level of robustness in our process, our systems, our tools to validate and review the content. We'll assess or reassess the decision as we continue to evolve our capabilities." Bernie Sanders and the folks at the Republican National Convention both advertised on Spotify at this point. Other tech companies have implemented new rules when it comes to political ads as well. For example, Twitter banned the ads entirely with a policy that took effect back in November. Facebook still plans on running political ads and says we're not going to fact check them. Well, listen, I think it's about time we grew up. And if you fact check every ad that runs on every radio station, every television station, on every podcast, every newspaper, there wouldn't be much advertising left, frankly. Number three on the list, as we work our way to number one of the top five stories this week in technology. I'm wondering about getting spammed. I wonder how many people have seen this. Quote, "We've updated our privacy notice to provide additional transparency on our informational practices as well as to comply with a CCPA. That's the California Consumer Privacy Act that went into effect the 1st of January. And that's why Postmates and Condé Nast and Hulu and many more businesses have emailed customers over the past couple of weeks with new terms of service. The California Privacy Act regulates how companies collect and store data. The law applies to for-profit companies that generate more than $25 million in annual revenue, have more than 50,000 people's personal data, or generate more than 50% of their annual revenue from selling customers' personal data." Maybe California sets the stage here for the rest of the country. I'm not sure that it's a bad thing, actually. All right. Number two, Wikipedia has listed its top pages for the past year at these are page views, people, places, things. Keanu Reeves had 16 million views, Billie Eilish 20 million, the Marvel Comics 21 million views, the Joker 22 million, the highest grossing film list 24 million, Chernobyl disaster television show 25 million, Freddie Mercury 27 million, Ted Bundy 29 million, who the hell knows why, the deaths of people like Luke Perry in 2019, 37 million there, and the Avengers was the top Wikipedia page view, 43,987,013 views. Wow. And number one this week, the president signs a law increasing the robocall fine to $10,000. Hopefully this is going to do something. The Telephone Robocall Abuse Criminal Enforcement and Deterrence Act, TRADED, signed after Congress approved the bill. Fines can now reach $10,000 a call. So all those damn calls coming to you should come to a halt. Let's hope that's the case. 59 past the...
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.